This is IGN.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Net positive. This is your IGN review of Top Spin 2K25 by Tristan Ogilvy. 2024 has been a cracking year for tennis fans so far. Reebok brought back its classic court victory pump sneakers. Zendaya got stuck into a saucy bit of mixed doubles on the big screen in Challengers. And now, one of the greatest tennis video game series has returned after a 13-year-long hiatus. Top Spin 2K25 delivers an on-court experience that's every bit as smooth and snappy as it was two console generations ago, and it features licensed superstars in stadiums that now more closely resemble the real thing. It's a shame, then, that some convoluted career progression systems and the inclusion of virtual currency hold Top Spin 2K25 back from being an outright winner. Developer Hangar 13 is best known for making Mafia games, but here, the team has gone from whacking mobs to smacking lobs without missing a beat. Top Spin 2K25 feels genuinely terrific to play. Its simple set of responsive controls allow for dynamic rallies that closely replicate the pace and tension of the sport, and there's a supremely well-balanced sense of risk versus reward that comes with performing charged-up shots and serves. It feels fist-pumpingly fantastic to nail the timing on a powerful flat stroke that blasts triumphantly down the tram lines, and conversely, quite crushing when you greedily overcook it and the ball abruptly smacks into the top of the tape. If you're new to the series or to tennis games in general, Top Spin 2K25 features one of the most comprehensive tutorials I've ever encountered in the genre. There's well over an hour's worth of mini challenges to complete here, covering everything from the basic set of strokes to more advanced tactics and player positioning. It's presented for the most part by John McEnroe, who you either know as the legendarily ill-tempered tennis player or the narrator from Netflix's Never Have I Ever, depending on your age bracket. Generally speaking, Top Spin 2K25 is still very easy to pick up and play, but I found completing the Top Spin Academy's 30-odd lessons held me in good stead as I progressed deep into the bigger tournaments of the My Career mode. My Career is really the center court centerpiece of Top Spin 2K25, and it's a pretty meaty mode. During each month of the tour, you get the option to play target-seeking training games, special challenge events, and proper ATP tennis tournaments, all while keeping track of your player's energy level, which starts at 100% and slowly depletes with each match you play. I had to carefully build rest months into the calendar in order to recharge, since every time my player's energy dropped too low, it inevitably resulted in injury that put me out of action for extended periods. However, these injuries only ever seemed to occur during menu screens in between matches, and never actually forced me to retire hurt during play. I brazenly went into the Australian Open final with only 1% energy and ended up rupturing my Achilles, but I wasn't informed about it until after I'd raised the trophy, and by then my player was probably too drunk to care. Virtual currency was probably still just an idea jotted down in a 2K executive's dream journal when Top Spin 4 was released in 2011, but it's since become the default currency for in-game transactions across 2K's stable of sports games, and it rears its ugly head here in Top Spin 2K25 too. Every tournament and special event you win awards a modest amount of VC, which in turn is used for everything from buying new clothing and rackets, to hiring support staff that buff your energy preservation and injury recovery, to even acquiring houses around the globe to help reduce travel fatigue. Top Spin 2K25's chunky career mode may occasionally be marred by periods of grind amidst its grand slams. Its licensed player roster is a little slight compared to its impressive stable of stadiums, and its implementation of virtual currency attributes bafflingly unrealistic values to goods and services, as though they were appraised by a kindergartner with no understanding of money. In spite of these drawbacks, though, Top Spin 2K25 is an absolute blast on the court, and one that I'm struggling to put down. Claiming this is the best tennis simulation since Top Spin 4 may be a bit of a backhanded compliment, since there haven't exactly been any other genuine serve and volley contenders released in recent years. But there's little doubt that despite its rough edges, this is still the most enjoyable way to get a realistic rally going in your own home without building an actual court in your backyard. Top Spin 2K25's IGN score? 7. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest Top Spin updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.